charcoal pore strips. With natural charcoal, they pluck out stubborn dirt, oil, and even blackheads in just one strip. So go ahead, snap away. With Biore, I have finally found the skin of my dreams.
Biore, free.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With 5 local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home up on Harrison, 21-20. We will look over our halftime numbers in a little bit. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Adele, your team gets the victory to wrap up your home stand, your road stand, that is, 43-30. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's I guess counting the exhibition game, that's 11 road games in a row. It's going to be good to be home next Friday night.
Yep. Well, I want to talk about the defensive effort that your team had overall, especially Riley Walker on Briley Parker.
Well, just Tuesday night right here against a really good Branson team, she scored 25 points. And, Riley Walker is the most valuable player of our team in so many ways. She guards the other team's best player. She gets a ton of offensive rebounds. And if she doesn't have the angle to go back up with it, she always finds somebody for an open shot. We got a lot of really good players, and Hannah had a great night tonight, and she's so valuable to us. But I think even Hannah will tell you that Riley Walker is everything to us. And I'm actually, there she is right there. Hannah, who's the most valuable player on our team?
Riley Walker.
There you go. So, she's unbelievable, and all of our girls deserve to get credit, but, that's a kid right there that scored 23, but I'm glad that they appreciate Riley. And getting Mally Tabor back tonight, there was just a different feel and leadership, and there were some calls on the floor where they switched to a man, and I didn't even notice it, and Mally called it and told the guys what offense to get in, and, just a really, really fun group of kids.
I'll tell you what, but you did mention, though, Pfeiffer. How about that start of her? She had
phenomenal.
12 points in the first quarter alone, all from three-point range.
It never gets old, coaching Hannah Pfeiffer. She's a great kid, and she's in the gym all the time. And, as much time as she spends in the gym, you think, she's going to have some nights like that. And it was good to see her come out tonight. And they were right up. Gardner too, and she just shot it right in their face. And she's a special, special person, special player. And I guess this is the first time I've been able to talk to you since she signed with C of O, or verbally committed to C of O. So we're really excited that.
Oh, that's right.
She's going to get her education paid for and get to play basketball at a really good program up there at C of O in Point Lookout, Missouri.
Yeah. Well, another person on your team I did want to mention real quick. How about the job Madeline Collins did in the second half?
Madeline is, she's been coming along. She played really, really well over at the Fayetteville tournament, and she just kind of been getting better and better every day, and she's got a really quick first step getting to the rim. She knows her role, and she's a great teammate, and she knows that she's in one of those spots. Now with Mally back, you really got 6 starters. Mm-hmm. And but then you got, I'd say Madeline's right there and right after those 6 along with a couple other kids, and it just depends on the matchup. As far as, who's going in and what's going on. And Madeline's taking advantage of her opportunities, and I'm really proud of her.
Absolutely. But you mentioned it. How good was it to see Tabor back out on the court?
Oh, man. Mally's just a leader, and she's got such a high basketball IQ. And what Mally does is she brings a couple things to us. Number one, the leadership. But the other thing she does is she makes us probably a little bit better defensively with her athleticism and her height. But she is a great passer. And that goes unnoticed. And, you know, some guys can pass it, but she seems to put the right touch on it for shooters, you know, just the right amount of spin. And she takes a lot of pride in finding, you know, she may have a good shot, but someone else may have a better shot. And she takes a lot of pride in making that extra pass. And, man, I've been waiting to see her out there. And it was she was a difference maker, not just physically, but mentally. The kids have been really waiting for her to get out there. And I'm going to tell you something. It is so nice to know that we are a little bit deeper. And, you know, it's like we have six starters. We just can only put five of them out
right
there.
And yep.
But, man, what a great bonus it's going to be, whoever it is, whether it's the same one or a different one or whatever we do. What a nice advantage to have someone coming right off that bench who, you know, they're all going to end up getting the same amount of minutes, but someone who has started the last 11 or 12 games.
Yeah. Well, real quickly, let's talk about you'll be playing your home opener next Friday night, playing against a Russellville team with a coach I know you're very familiar with, and Sherry White.
Well, she's a great coach. And, you know, last year we went down there and I got out coached. They dropped a matchup zone on us, and we didn't, you know, without the ability to really score down there as much as we'd like to on the block, we didn't hit our perimeter shots. And as everybody knows, the last 2 years, if we don't hit perimeter shots, it's just going to be a long night. And defensively, we were okay, but, you know, we just had an awful night offensively, and it was embarrassing for our kids. And, you know, I give Russellville a lot of credit. They played well, and we looked bad. It's probably the worst we looked all year last year. So the matchup that we have with them is a little bit difficult. It would just be nice to play at home and see what happens. But the good thing about this year's team is, you know, we got a little bit more of an inside-outside game, and hopefully that can create some creases and some soften up make some holes and create some things against that matchup.
All right. Well, Dell, again, congratulations on this win, and good luck Friday night, next Friday
Thank
night.
You. Appreciate KTLO. Appreciate you and Brad. And, man, it never gets old.
Absolutely.
Well, I just think playing Harrison is fun. And,
yep.
I thought Harrison's kids were real classy tonight.
Yeah.
I was very impressed when we went through the line. And, you know, Perry Knight and some of those guys, our kids been going to war at it for years. And
yeah.
I felt bad for Perry because she's playing with an injury right now. But I think they're a classy group of kids. And, you know, it's always nice to win over Harrison, but I hope they have some success.
Thanks, Dell.
Thank you.
All right, that was Benton Home girls basketball coach Dylan Ayer. Let's take a look at our scoring summary in this boys game so far. Mountain Home, their leading scorer right now is David Waymar with 7 points, 6 for Baylor Cresselius. He had a couple of threes in the first quarter, 5 for Hunter Bashirs, and 3 for Colton Peters. For Harrison, Carson Jernigan leading the way with 7 points, 5 for Colton Youngblood, 3 each for Skylar Young and Jacob Shrum, and 2 for Ben Elliott. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Harrison 21-20. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.